This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
My daughter's homesick from school today.
Glad you're here, then.
She's just got a sore throat. But yeah, it's that thing where I'm like, do I even tell everybody at work or do I just...
No, I would have rather not known. Now I'm going to literally think I have a sore throat all day today.
My bad! I think she truly just didn't want to go to school.
As I cough.
Yeah, that's what reminded me is how coffee you are today.
Coffee?
Yeah, school used to suck before. I can't even imagine what it would be like now.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to go either. Except yeah. I would, but normal school.
Like, you can't convince Noah, like, Noah hated going to school, and now you can't convince him to not go. Because it's the only social interaction.
It's, all
it's like, he was super bummed that that day was a snow day.
Aww. So they do want to go, even though it's limited and different.
So opposite. Yeah. So opposite of what we used to do.
It's just,
God, I used to pray for a snow day.
He's 14 and not like, never sees his friends, you know? Never. You used to what?
Do like rituals to get a snow day?
Calling the snow day. Like a
you would flush ice cubes down the toilet. You would take a picture with the spoon and like sleep with it under your pillow. No
what
one
are
else
you
did
talking
this?
About?
These were rituals to try.
This is a Catholic school, I guess.
I see
what?
That.
Yeah.
It's in the Bible, Slacker.
Old Testament.
What? Wait. And this was passed down to you or you made this up?
No, it was passed down.
Somebody said flush ice cubes.
Yeah, if you flush a certain amount of ice cubes down the toilet, that would help bring a snow day. And then we would sleep with a spoon, a metal spoon, under our pillow.
Amen.
Yeah.
Did it ever work?
I am. Maybe once.
I just, that's the weirdest. I've never heard of anything like that.
Me neither.
Huh.
I swear it's a common thing.
It's Catholic, so I believe it.
But you went to Catholic school. I briefly went to Catholic school. Nobody ever told me an ice cube.
I never heard that either.
Did you do it at school?
No, at home.
Okay.
I got to wreck my plumbing to get a day off.
Ice cubes are not going to wreck your plumbing.
Oh. Did you go to Catholic school?
No.
No, okay. So you're the only one.
Public. DPS.
There's literally...
Montbello.
It's literally in the prep. The source is the Farmer's Almanac.
Oh, wow.
And it says people would also flush ice cubes down the toilet. You can turn your pajamas inside out or tuck a spoon under the pillow.
There you go.
It's a thing, I swear.
Pajamas inside out?
I didn't do that one.
But you kidding?
I'm not crazy.
Oh, my God. Okay. So that's in the Farmer's Almanac.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. It's like a rally hat at a baseball game.
Yes, you're right.
I don't know what that is.
It's in like baseball. When it's a close game at the end, you turn your hat either inside out. Or there's
and then
a bunch
it's
of
like,
ways
yeah.
to do it. You wear it sideways
it's
or
like
whatever.
For a rally, yeah.
Yeah.
I like the shark fin when they make the shark fin out of it.
It gets the whole bench involved to try to...
I've never heard of any...
I'll try and find a photo here.
What?
Basically, yeah. It just wrecks your hat for a while.
Yeah.
I would turn it inside out and then wear it back like backwards.
Rally cap. Yeah, so here's the basic one.
Yeah, they even do it in the pros. If it's a close game at the end, you'll
here's
see
the thing. How am I the normal one in the room right now? I don't, honestly, I've never heard of any of this stuff.
Oh, you don't wear your hat inside out?
No, I got to come.
Or you put the baseball at the belt. Here's every kind you can think of. So here's the shark head.
for the rally. I have seen guys doing that.
Yeah. You do this.
What?
You do this. All right. It just every team has their own rally thing.
Speaking of hats, I have a question, fashion question for the room. Can I wear a flat-brimmed hat? Go.
No.
I bought one for being a good person, and why can't I?
When you sent that picture, I kind of was like, oh, thank God Noah stole it.
It's cultural. What? You're stealing culture.
No, it doesn't.
Is it an age thing? You can say it.
That too.
Do you remember that guy from Tiger King who had like monster gear on and like that fancy sports car, and he looked like a... We're trying to prevent that.
Our boss wears a flat-brimmed hat. Big boss.
Does he really?
He does.
You need to say something. It's age, it's culture, it's...
Are you being serious? I really can't. Oh, man.
So I just think you'd look odd.
I think you can. I think you could. You just got to give it, a little bend. Don't let it...
But it doesn't... It doesn't lend itself to being bent because it's super flat. Like, it's... And it's so cool. Like, when Noah wears it... So, I didn't want to make it a race thing because it looks great on Noah, but he's 14. So he can pull it off, and he even turns it a little bit, right?
It doesn't have to
be straight.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it a snapback or a fitted?
Snapback.
I think you could wear it. I would wear it.
I don't think I can wear it. I wore it that day, and I felt like everybody was staring at me. Because here's the problem. The one that's curved, you know what they call that?
Baseball cap?
Dad hat.
Dad hats are the best.
Dad hats are the best.
Why is that called a dad hat? I'm not defined by the fact that I have kids.
You tell them. It's like those women who put wife in their bio.
Oh,
it's
I
like,
hate
that's
that.
Not a
yeah.
personality trait.
No, exactly. And I don't want to be forced to wear a dad hat. But you guys know what a dad hat is. What's a dad hat then? Just curved on the front.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it usually has the like draw. String on the back. Not a drawstring, but you pull it.
Oh, the one that goes in, you tuck back in?
Yeah,
I hate those.
It's not a snap and it's not fitted. It's the other.
They're tricky.
It's like a buckle.
Yeah, the little claw buckle.
Because to be a good person, that's what they call it, is a dad hat. It's either the flat brimmed or the dad hat.
40.
So then I got to get.
I'm in on both.
All right.
They say 40 is the cutoff.
Shut up, thank you.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.